Hello, everyone. It's time again for the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and mightily moving by His Spirit. The Lord has wonderful things to say to His people. Good things. Things you would cherish. To those that love God and take Him at His word and they're aspiring to know Him, the Lord has wonderful things to share with you. Things from His heart to yours. And the way we receive what He has to say to us personally is to be a faithful student of His Word. The Lord's Word is good and it won't change. He helps us. He helps us to go forward in Him. And as we continue in His Word, we learn things that we can learn no other way. As we continue with what He's saying, and as we receive the Scriptures, their proper interpretation, we receive His truth. Now, the rightly divided truth of God's Word is true, and there's life in it. There's no life in a misinterpretation of His Word. That's what the enemy did trying to get Jesus off track. He misinterpreted things. If you be the Son of God, turn this stone into bread. And Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So, then he misinterpreted Psalms 91. That the Lord, the angels will protect you, even if you bump your foot on the stone. And Jesus said, you don't tempt the Lord. So amid Satan's misinterpretation, there was no life in it. But when Jesus interpreted God's word correctly, then he quoted Moses in Genesis, how we should live by, or Exodus, how man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That was a correct interpretation. There's life in that. And that's what Jesus kept doing. He kept quoting the word of God. That's how you resist the enemy. Take him back to the truth and let the truth of God settle the case, settle the argument. You don't have to argue with the enemy. Quote the word, speak it, and that's what you go by. And then he can't enter your life. The Lord told me there are three areas the enemy will enter your life to harass you. That's your weaknesses, your hurts, and your fears. So the word of God will help you to become strong in the areas that you're weak. So your greatest weakness, study that part of God's word. Everywhere you can find in God's word that shows you how to overcome your weakness, that's what you study until you get strong. And as you study all of God's word, you're putting it in your heart, just like you're putting gas in your car. But you're putting the life of God's word in your heart as you study it, even if you don't understand it right now. Study by faith. Receive God's word by faith. And it'll be in your heart. And then the Holy Spirit will help you interpret it. If you're not saved, hear God's word. Believe on Jesus Christ. And if you believe on Jesus Christ by your faith and you get saved today, go back and study all the scriptures that pertains to Jesus Christ so that you can have a firm understanding of what He came to do. Read the scriptures that you know about concerning Jesus. Read the four Gospels. Read the book of Acts. Go back and read Genesis and you'll learn, and start at Genesis and you'll learn what you'll be able to appreciate what the Lord came to do for you. Study all the Old Testament books concerning Jesus Christ. They all point to Him. Read about how man got in sin in the first place and the plan that God put together to get man out of sin. And then read about Jesus when He come. Read about the way people received Him and the way that they rejected Him. And then the ones that did love Him and receive from Him. See, when Jesus walked the earth as a man, many people heard His word. They heard the Gospels. They heard the Sermon on the Mount and the Sermon on the Plain. And they heard Him. And they got healed. He even fed them. He did miracles and fed them. several times. Read about it, because that's who you serve. That's who you belong to. That's your Savior. That's your Father. That's your friend. And then when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, he identifies with His Word. He gives you knowledge based on the Word that you receive. He can relate to His Word. You put His Word in your heart, He can relate to you as a person, and He can guide you in this life. That's what He came for. God comes bearing gifts. He comes to do good things towards you. And we should not, Jesus Christ bridged the gap between God and man, and we don't have to be estranged anymore. All the other religions are estranged from God. They don't have a relationship, and they don't expect a relationship. They don't expect a conversation, a dialogue conversation with the Lord God Almighty. They don't expect to be healed. They don't expect to be set free from their sins. They don't expect miracles. But demons lie to them. See, demons don't have power to do all these wonderful things. They don't care about you in the first place. And God does. So if you believe a religion that God didn't set up, which is every religion beside Jesus Christ, all the religions, they expect nothing, no interaction from the Lord, because Satan can't give it to them. Satan started all the other religions, but he couldn't start, and he fought against what Jesus came to do. He fought against Jesus. He fought against Christianity. And he started all the other religions through hard-headed men that didn't love Jesus. All of them are dead, and they can't help you. But to those that believed on Jesus Christ, see, many people who believed on Jesus Christ, they don't talk to God either, because they didn't have good instruction. And sometimes in an emergency, the Lord will tell them to move, or tell them what to do, or give them a dream. That's interaction. But what I'm telling you now is, you don't have to wait till your life is in danger for God to talk to you. He can talk to you now. The gap has been bridged by Jesus Christ. You can have a living, thriving relationship with Father God. You can go boldly to His throne and tell Him your concerns. You can be healed. If you're missing a limb, God can cause your limbs to grow back. And He's doing that around people that believe Him. Most people don't believe Him that way. If you got a missing eye, you can believe Him for that missing eye. If you have a severed spine, Kenneth Hagin laid hands on a man, a gun went off and shot him in the back and severed his spine. And his legs were like spaghetti legs. That means he didn't have no muscle mass in his legs. He used to walk, but he hadn't walked in years. And he went to a healing crusade, and Kenneth Hagin, now this was years and years ago, 30, 40 years ago, he laid hands on him, and the Lord reconnected his spine. And he got up, and he started walking, and the ushers was going to go get him a chair, and Kenneth Hagin said, "Don't go get him a chair, let him walk." And that man started walking, and he was walking on, and the church just rejoiced. They just had a good time in the Lord. See, sometimes people compromise the Word of God. That's not God's fault. They misrepresented Jesus Christ. The Word said, by His stripes we are healed. It doesn't matter how bad the accident was. If you can believe for your healing, God can restore your life. When Jesus walked the earth, He healed everybody that wanted healing. He didn't discriminate. Anybody that believed Him for healing, they got healed. He healed all of them. And He also cast out demons. Some of them had demons. Don't be afraid if somebody in your family got a demon. Go study the Word and cast it out. Minister the Word of God. You have to follow God. God will give you instructions and how to help them. Be faithful with Him. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. And the broadcast is longer than the radio part. Each broadcast is 30 minutes long, but the radio station only plays 15 minutes. So go to newlivingletters.com, and you can hear this again. You can share it with your friends. You can You can text it so people can get it. Now, God loves us, and He wants to do great things in our lives. But you got to do your part. You have to take time and hear Him out. Don't miss out on the goodness of God. It's normal for people to miss out, and they don't have to. And go to a good church. At our church, Pastor McCann lays hands on people and get them healed every Sunday. The church is located at 2440 Minor Parkway. 2440 Minor Parkway in Adamsville, Alabama. 35205. Now, God loves His people. And He has me to minister these. This is what God put on my heart. We're still dealing with end times. I can teach you all the things you want to know about Revelations, possibly. But if we don't know how to live in the end times, we'll end up in the tribulation period when it's happening and it's around the corner. It can be any day now. The Lord loves, He got to come back. He can't stay any longer. He can't wait any longer. These are the last days. And the last, you're at the end of the grace period. God's got to come back and judge the world for rejecting Jesus Christ. And you don't want to be here when that starts. People will get saved in that time, but it'll be people that didn't know. A lot of people right here in this country where most preachers come from have never heard the gospel. You can pass by the average church and the parking lot is half full. Most people don't go to church. They don't go to church like they go see football games. Some people stay at home, thank God for that, and watch it on TV. But the word of God says go to church. Assemble yourselves together so that you can be stronger. We have to receive the wisdom of God to live the life of God. Now, I love you, and God loves you. He wants to do His best towards you. But your part is to draw near to the Lord, according to James. Draw near to Him, and He'll draw near to you. Draw near to Him so He can draw near to you. He wants to draw near to you, but it won't do any good if you don't draw near to Him first. You know, mechanic work is hard work. And sometimes people halfway want to be a mechanic. Well, I can't train them to be a mechanic if they don't really want to know it. Because it's brutal work. It's not easy. And when people don't, and you know, people who get a job and they're not fully trained, they want to know what to do, but they don't want to take time to learn it something. And you can't teach people that don't want to know it. If they really want to know it, then you can teach them. It's the same way with the Lord. If you don't really want to know what He got to say, then if He talked to you, you're not going to want to know when He talked to you. But if you're faithful with the written word of God, now He can train you with it, and then He can dialogue with you. The Holy Spirit can speak to you personally. See, our God is alive, and all of His words are alive. We receive, if we're faithful with the written word, then when He speaks to you with the spoken word, when He dialogue with you personally, and He can teach you, there's nothing He can't teach you if you can receive it. If you can believe Him by faith, then you'll be like the people who He can dialogue with. You can be learning His word, learning His ways, learning His will, learning Him for who He is, and not the misrepresentation that so many people give out. All the dead religions, all of them, lie on God. And compromised Christians lie on Him too. You know, some preachers go to, what's the edification in telling people that God heals sometime? It may not be His, it don't make sense. Jesus turned nobody down. He healed everybody that came to Him in faith. And the only time He had trouble healing somebody was when He went to His own hometown. He was only able to heal a few sick folk. Nobody that needed a miracle in his hometown got a miracle. Until He came back and taught the word, then He had a revival later. But when He first came to His own hometown after He was in His ministry, at first they were looking at where He came from. They were looking at Him as a person and not as an anointed person. See, the hardest people to convince is your own folks, your family and friends. Whatever God do in your life, if you go anywhere else, because you, they don't know, they, because they see you as a minister that, that loves God, they can receive from you. But your own family, they don't, you know, it's different. They if they whatever they receive from you is a miracle. Because they look at you, they remember when you was a kid, they remember when you was bad, they looking at all that junk. You know, I write books, and but my family don't read them. Now, when I used to write the one pages, they might read that, but they not, they don't, they, I don't believe nobody I'm kin to ever read a whole book that I wrote except my son. I wrote two books. One is on the newlivingletters.com website. It's called The Spirit of Egypt. That's the second book I wrote. I wrote another one called The Cost of Freedom. And I don't believe nobody that I'm some kin to read those books. But my son did read The Spirit of Egypt. And Jesus will probably come back and they probably won't ever read my books. Maybe if I died, they might. Because that's how family and friends do. I wrote a short story. I said, Lord, you never gave me a short story. So he finally gave me a short story. I wrote, it's on the old website, livingletterministries.com. And it's called The Turning Point. So I said, people might like this. They used to like to read the one pages I used to write. I used to write a letter, it'd be one page, and they'll go on and read that because it's short. And I gave it to all my minister friends, pastors that I knew at that time. And I gave them a copy of it. All they had to do, they didn't read it. And there's only one person that I know of that actually read it. And that guy was a drug dealer. I worked on his car, and I gave him a copy. He read it, took it to his grandmother, and she read it. Then he came back and told me about it, said it was good. But all my family friends and pastor friends and ministry friends, they didn't read it. They couldn't tell you what it was on that page for $1 million. And I'm sure they got rid of it by now. That's how family and friends do. I ain't mad at them. That's how they did Jesus. Why would they do me any different? So in ministry, whatever you do in the Lord, don't expect the entourage. Do what you do because you love him. Now, there are people that will receive what you say, and they will read it. I got some cousins that did read it. I take that back. Some of my cousins read that word. They liked it. Now, I just don't know if anybody else read it in that I'm related to or friend. I don't believe so. But I got two cousins that read it, and they shared it with people in their office, and they said they liked it. But I had to think to remember that. But that's just the way we are. That's the way people are. But God has a lot to say. And people, they're thinking about what they want in life. But God loves us. His love runs deep. And he has a lot to say. You need to hear what he has to say to you. And once you start talking to him and he start talking to you, you're going to want that to continue. I went years without hearing the voice of the Lord, often. Only when I would minister, I knew I was going to hear from him. I used to get excited when somebody asked me to come preach because I knew God was going to give me a message. They activated the anointing on me. When they asked me to come and minister, that opened the door for the Lord. The Lord would give me a message for their audience. And I knew I would hear something from him. And I always did. But back in 1990, he said, I want you to study 5 chapters in the morning, 5 in the middle of the day, and 5 at night. And every day I read 15 chapters. I would not let myself go to sleep till I read those 15 chapters. And I would be so sleepy sometime, I would stand up on my feet and walk around in a circle till I read those chapters, and then I'd go to bed. See, when you're faithful with the written word, Then he can talk to you, and it's supposed to be normal. Most Christians God can't do that with, But he's raising up Christians now that want to know him, not just a form of religion. And I'm not talking about just people who receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which we all can do. Because according to Peter, he's given to everybody. Everybody that gets saved can receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues and prophesy. Now, some churches don't teach all that. But if you go to a Baptist church or a Methodist church or an Episcopalian church or a Catholic church or a Pentecostal church or a Holiness church or a Church of God in Christ or a Church of Christ church, if you be faithful with the Word of God and study it and let the Word of God minister to you, the Holy Spirit within can speak to you and guide you into all truth. And when he guides you in the truth, you got to receive it. And when he exposes the error that you believe, things that's wrong, that's not true, and that's not anointed, it's up to you to get rid of it. You drive that out of your heart, out of your thinking system. Just like the Jews were supposed to drive the Canaanites out of Canaan land, out of Israel. You don't let evil remain. You don't let lies remain when you receive the truth. And people want you to believe like them. But you don't have to. All your family and friends and church members, you don't have to think like them. Your relationship is between you and God alone. You can love people. It has nothing to do with your allegiance of love. When you study the Word of God, that's you and God. If you take him at his word, then he can benefit you in that area, in all the areas you trust him and take him at his word. That's where the Lord can benefit your life. Now, if you hold on to dead doctrine, God can't benefit you there like he can when you believe according to his word. Earlier we said, start with your greatest weakness and then your hurts, wherever you've been hurt in life. Study what God has to say about that, wherever you fear. If you fear something other than God, the Word of God can help you destroy those fears. And he can help you forgive the people that hurt you. And he can strengthen you where you were weak. Now at that point, Satan can't enter your life. And you have full authority over him anyway. The Word of God will show you how much authority you have. And it's unlimited authority. If you see somebody in trouble, you can command Satan that he can't kill them. In Jesus' name. If you see a person in trouble, even if they're on the news, you can command Satan, you cannot kill that person. If ISIS captures somebody and you know about it, you can command him that he cannot use ISIS to kill that person. I secure my own life. I say, Satan, you can't use none of your puppets against my life. I will finish the course that God has given me. I'm going to finish all of it. And I'm going to live as long as I want to in Jesus' mighty name. And I secure my family. I say, you can't kill my family to get to me. The night that I started the website and opened it up, my son had a wreck. The enemy would try to do things to your family to get to you. But I had already said, you cannot kill my son. You can't kill my daughters. You can't kill my wife. In Jesus' name. I told him what he's not going to do, and he can't do it. You do the same thing. You don't have to take anything off God's enemy. And God got all these angels around your life to protect you. Don't look at Satan. Look at what God provided. The only reason you're alive is because God got angels watching your life. And if you don't mess that up, you can live. And if you eat right and live a wise life, you get to live. And if you pray for healing, if something goes wrong, you can live. You can be healed and you can live. If you got bad news from your doctor, you got an incurable disease and 9 months to live, go to the Word, study healing. It's right there for you. If you take God and his word, you don't have to take Satan and his word. If you take God at His word, you don't have to take that doctor at His word. What the doctor say can be true. But what God said is super true. What the doctor said is natural. What God said is supernatural. People had all kind of illnesses when Jesus went around ministering. And He healed them to represent God's love. Not because they deserved it. Just like He's going to heal you. He's going to heal you not because you deserved it, but to express God's love. But you want to live right because what you sow, you will reap. And you can shorten your life by bad decisions. You can shorten your life by doing evil. And God can extend your life for doing right. He can extend your life. He extended Paul's life in that storm he was in. Paul said, stay on the ship, you're going to live, back in Acts chapter 28. He said, you will live because the Lord has need for me in Rome. And everybody believed what he said, and they obeyed him that time. He told them not to go in the first place, and they went anyway and lost their ship and their load. But all the people survived. And then they shipwrecked on Miletus, and God did a revival there. He healed a man of a bloody flux. A viper bit him on the hand, and he shook it off in the fire and didn't swell up. And then the people trusted that he was a man of God, and he prayed for the man that had the bloody flux. He got healed, and he healed others, and he ministered Jesus Christ to him. And the same thing God did in Paul's life, He'll do in your life. He's not a respecter of persons. You're not Paul, and Paul was not you. God loves you just like He loved Jesus. He'll do the same thing in your life that He did in Jesus' life, that He did in Peter's life, that He did in Paul's life. But if you're contrary, then He can't. But if you yield to Him and trust, take Him at His word, then He can speak. He can dialogue with you. He can share things with you. He can wake you up and talk to you at night. He can give you songs. He can give you understanding. He can help you love contrary people. Everything that's a big problem to you, He'll show you how to solve it. He'll do His part and you'll do your part. You'll speak His word, He'll back it up. And when I preach, I don't give God a back door. If He wants one, He can make one. That's what my pastor said. It's my job to let people know that you can be healed. I don't fear that you will be let down. I don't fear that He won't heal you. I know He will. If I can stir you up and make you mad and give you hope, then you can start trusting God and you'll see what the old preacher talking about. But if you reject all this, it's not going to work for you. But it will work for those that take God at His word. Some people reject God's word. Some people receive God's word. And don't be discouraged when people don't receive it. And you have to take the word beyond your family if you want to see a great move of God. You're not going to see the greatest move of God among your kinfolks and your friends. Because they keep, people like to put you in the box that they're used to. All the family and friends that I've known, the way that they see you, they don't really want that to change. But with God, you're going to change. You're going to grow up. If you do these things and study God's word and you start growing, you're going to grow. You're not going to be the same person that they knew about. You're not going to be this person that struggled with habits that they were used to. You will have completely changed and they'll still think you're the same person that they knew you as. But with God, all things are brand new. He give you a brand new heart, a brand new start, a brand new life. And by the time people realize, you've done all kind of works for God. You'll be to warn thousands of people to the Lord before they realize that God is using you. That's just the way it is. I got to speak the truth. That's just how it is. And some of them will get offended. People don't like for you to be smarter than they are. But when you're dialoguing with the Lord, you're going to grow. You're going to learn things that you couldn't know before. So you're going to increase. You're not going to stay the same. And sometimes you're going to seem smarter than others. But that's not a problem, because that means they might be smarter than you all starting out. And if they'll go in God's presence, they can become smart. How are you going to go in God's presence and learn and die a dummy? It's not going to happen. You're going to grow.